Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Today is John Fitzgerald Kennedy Victory Day in Boston. Boston Mayor Thomas Bonino has proclaimed the occasion as a way to honor what he calls this favorite and loyal son of our great city. 50 years ago, on this day in 1960, voters across the U.S. cast ballots that ultimately sent JFK to the White House. But on the eve of his election, Kennedy had Boston on his mind. After crisscrossing the country, he returned to the city of his birth to hold one final rally at Boston Garden. Here is an excerpt of that speech from that night.
I have traveled this country from one end to another. I have spent many days in nearly every state, and I come back to Boston, Massachusetts, with a stronger feeling of confidence, of hope, of knowledge of the vitality and energy of this society and our people than I could have ever had before. It is the best education for a candidate for the presidency. All the criticisms that are leveled at presidential campaigns, in my judgment, fade away against the knowledge which a potential president may have of the strength of this society of ours and its people. So I come here tonight. I thank you for your past support. I ask you to join us tomorrow. And most of all, I ask you to join us if we are successful. I ask you to join us in all the tomorrows yet to come, in building America, moving America, picking this country of ours up and sending it into the 60s.
John Fitzgerald Kennedy, speaking at the Old Boston Garden on November 7, 1960. The rally in his hometown capped a campaign that had taken Kennedy across the country. The next morning, 50 years ago today, he cast his ballot at the Old West End branch of the Boston Public Library. He then headed to Hyannisport to await the returns. He had to wait quite a while, about 24 hours, in fact, before Richard Nixon conceded defeat in one of the closest presidential contests in U.S. history. In the end, John F. Kennedy emerged as the 35th president of the United States. The JFK Library in Dorchester today opens a 3-year exhibit to mark significant events in the Kennedy presidency, including the Cuban Missile Crisis and the launching of the Peace Corps.